Sagwadi, meaning award, is the name bestowed on a boutique hotel situated in Mkhuhlu, close to the picturesque Mystic Hills and not too far from the world-renowned Kruger National Park. Now, on the line this afternoon, we are joined by the hotel's operations manager, Patrick Ndlovu, to share the vision behind the hidden gem. Now, Patrick, why choose, or should I say, as a team there, why did you choose to delve into the hospitality industry and Mkhuhlu as the location for the hotel?
Thank you, my dear sister. First of all, ngithanda ukubingelela abalaleli be-Rise FM bonke. To get straight to your question, my sister, we are based in Mkhuhlu Township, as you have indicated, alongside the road R586 Kukuza Road and Ocean College, a former college of education that is known by many people around Bumala. So the reason why we started the EC Hotel in our rural Mkhuhlu, it stems from the drive for a rural development, and also we had a desire to empower our local people in our communities. That actually pushed us to start Sagwadi Hotel in our rural Mkhuhlu. And we also saw a need to bridge the gap in terms of bringing a solution into our, you know, socio-economic challenges that we are faced with here as a community at Mkhuhlu. And also helping abantu balapho because iningi labo bebangasebenzi, and we felt like, look, if we start ourselves in the within a walking distance, people will not have to spend imali yokugibela baye emsebenzini. So in that way, they will be able to walk from their houses into their workplace and back. So yeah, that's what actually spiked the whole thing of us starting Sagwadi Hotel.
Now, Patrick, the business is relatively new. It's just like Puma COVID, and a lot of businesses in the hospitality industry suffered severely. Do you think you'll be able to sustain the business as tourists and the sector itself are still trying to recover from the economic turmoil?
Yeah, my sister, that is a very important question, because indeed when COVID happens, you know, it really, really hit, you know, the entire world hard. So what actually helped us to keep our doors open, we basically right now we are running our monthly packages at a very affordable prices, which also includes accommodations and activities such as game drives to Kruger National Park, panoramic routes, quiet biking, has also helped us with our loyal clientele were able to still, under the circumstances, ukuthi bakhona ukuvakashela ihotela lethu. And also in terms of our marketing initiatives has helped us so much. We have been using our social media and other hospitality platforms to reach our target markets, which are like the universities, the government institutions, international tourists, and our local people, obviously. Yeah.
So, Patrick, you do mention that obviously the part of the reason that you put this hotel together was for rural development and also then to uplift community members. But what about those who are visiting the hotel? How do you ensure that guests still get that township feel? After all, Nisemkhuhlu, without necessarily having to go too far off from the hotel.
Yeah, we in Mkhuhlu, we are a multicultural community, and with our people who come to Mkhuhlu, just to make sure that they feel they like the vibe of the township, we are able to organize as fana nama cultural dance, you know, within the hotel, you know, cultural activities. We also create traditional meals, you would say African cuisine. We also work closely with our ladies who are also selling ukudla around in the community. Whenever we have, international tourists, obviously, when they come to a township, all what they want to taste, they just want to taste everything that has to do with the environment that we are in. So we work with a whole lot of stakeholders in terms of trying to create a vibe that will actually have an identity, you know, so that when people leave our place, they will leave with a memorable, you know, memory whereby they won't forget because of the kind of like experience that they would have here.
It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM as we chat to Sagwadi. I hope I'm saying this correctly, Patrick. Hotels, Patrick Ndlovu, on the story behind this beautiful business. Now, Patrick, just looking at the tourism industry in the province and the recent attacks that we've seen on tourists, do you think that this incident has had an effect on the hospitality industry thus far? And maybe you've seen some of the effects that it's had locally?
Yes, my sister, it really had, you know, a certain, you know, with regards to our international tourists. Obviously, the whole incident, if we are to refer one that actually happened towards Mumbi Gate, it really shook them. And for a week or so, we experienced a bit of, you know, stagnancy in terms of our bookings and while they were waiting for the government to actually give them, you know, sort of like an assurance. So we for a week, we really experienced a dip in terms of our bookings. But after that, after the assurance was actually put out there by our government, and we started to see people actually coming back, and our bookings had been steadily, you know, improving. Mm-hmm.
And as the hotel, Isagwadi, how do you bring back into the local economy? I mean, you've mentioned that you hire locally, but are there any other aspects of the hotel that sort of plow back into the community of Mkhuhlu?
Yeah, we obviously, I've mentioned the issue of we are contributing in a form of job creation. Mm. And but we also support our local businesses. Just next to us, we've got a very beautiful farm where they are farming, you know, the fresh produce, the likes of cabbages, spinach, chilies, and all that. So we work with our local, you know, farmers in this region of Mkhuhlu. And we also contribute towards, you know, using the services of laundromat, e-laundry. Mm. We are outsourcing. Yeah, we don't do it here. We get we get services from outside. So we also work with tour operators. We're also sponsoring our local pupils and children, you know, obviously with study material. There are a few schools that we've identified in which you're working with in terms of contributing back or giving back to our community. So, yeah, we have also involved with CSI.
And just wrapping up our conversation, Patrick, probably the most important question of our conversation today, there are a number of boutique hotels in the area. What gives you the competitive edge as Sagwadi Hotel? What sets you apart?
Okay. Yeah, Sagwadi Hotel, my sister, I need to be careful on that one. Yeah, but to answer that one, we have a specific target market, number one. We are the only four-star boutique hotel in the Mkhuhlu area. That is a fact. We are 5 minutes away from Kruger National Park, the Papenke Gate. We have a competitive prices. In that one, I'll try to break it down. You actually get more for less in terms of our prices. We are offering a high end quality product for a very, very less price. And obviously the experience or the atmosphere of Sagwadi Hotel is nothing like, we have heard a couple of, if not a lot of our people, I mean, to a clientele who have come here, that upon entering from the gates of Sagwadi Hotel, you know, you actually experience this sense of calmness. And it's like you're not even in a village. So our motto says a walk into tranquility. Indeed, the moment you walk into our gates, there is that sense of tranquility, there is that sense of calmness, you know. So in that sense, my sister, I think I would have succeeded to answer your question. We are totally different, particular from our counterparts who are in the area, or our fellow lodges that are around here.
And Patrick, it is almost the festive season. Asna malgahle, but it's good to do a short lift just to celebrate. So how can those who may be interested, maybe just to spend some time in the Mkhuhlu area, get in touch with the Sagwadi Hotel?
We are on the social media, my sister, Facebook, Sagwadi Hotel, and the Instagram, we're at Sagwadi. Our Instagram handle is at Sagwadi Hotel. Our Twitter handle is at Sagwadi Hotel as well. Our website is www.sagwadihotel.co.za. Our telephone details are as follows: 013-0101-780. And if you want to reach us via email, info@sagwadihotel.co.za.
Patrick, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure, my sister. Thank you.
And that was Sagwadi Hotel's operations manager, Patrick Ndlovu, sharing the vision behind the business and just giving us an idea of what to expect if you do visit the Sagwadi Hotel. It is taking care of business on Rise FM.